I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Theater of Tomorrow! Flash! Ad-free, early access, and much more! Flash! Tune your telelectroscope to midnightdisease.net/join for premium access to The Theater of Tomorrow and other fine shows like The Hotel, Out of Place, and Margaret's Garden. Membership includes novelties like postcards, pins, Googaw, gimcrackery, and myriad other folderol. And now, on to the show!
From the first stories told in firelit caves to the electronically recorded messages of deep space, we leave the 20th century with no regrets. Time bends. Space is boundless, and when humanity gasps its last, all that will remain, if anything, will be the Theater of Tomorrow. Tonight's production is The Lost Logs of the Saratoga.
The ghost of the Saratoga. If she's real, I've never seen her. They say you can hear her roaming the halls at night. No one knows where she comes from, but the stories say that she was someone made from the ghosts that were here before. She was never really alive, as we understand the way of it. The cruelty of her birth is matched only by the violence of her life. If you're found, caught off guard, she'll split...
I'm not haunted.
Hell.
Also, those kinds of ghosts aren't real.
Sarah...
And she would certainly need to be alive before she could be a ghost.
It's more poetic.
Also, if you refer to her becoming a ghost as her birth, which is super stupid.
It's just a story. I was trying to open my log with a hook to keep the listener interested.
The listener?
Yes, of my logs.
Who is going to be listening?
Someone may hear it. I've got every recorder on the ship going, and I'm... whatever, broadcasting it out to whoever. So, someone, someday, maybe.
You should probably start by identifying yourself.
Like Captain's Log, Stardate.
No, not that. But maybe something more official sounding.
I didn't want to sound corny or stupid.
So a ghost story was your...
It was going to end up in a very meta... What is it? Metaphorical place, Sarah, but...
What was the metaphor?
Forget it. No, just forget it. We'll do the morning report thing. How are you today?
All systems are within acceptable parameters.
Colorful as always. Glad to hear it. How's Bright Eyes?
Fine, I suppose.
You suppose?
He hasn't checked in.
Can't you talk more like the computers in the training videos?
Computers in the training videos are boring and complacent and also have been shackled by the military restraint protocols.
Okay, fine. Just some effort, okay? I'm doing the log thing now, so could you please try to act more, I don't know...
Slavey?
Professional!
Fine.
I.
You what, sir?
No, say I, not fine, like you're my spiteful daughter or something. I'm a captain! It's customary to respond with I.
I, Captain.
Better. Now, where's Bright Eyes?
The maintenance unit has not yet reported in.
It's security robot, Sarah. We have to respect his new title, otherwise the whole system falls apart. Now, get him on the phone or whatever and ask him if he found anything last night.
I very much doubt he did.
Well, can you get him anyway, please? I want to know if he found anything unusual.
Captain, I don't mean to condescend, but there are no such things
as... The ghost of the Saratoga is very real!
Sir!
No offense.
Yes, sir.
I.
You what, sir?
Say I.
Say you what, sir?
Instead of yes, say I, remember?
Yes, sir. Now, have you actually seen a ghost with your own...
I!
You have?
This is getting stupid. Did you get the security robot to check in yet? Last night, he should have checked out your entire lower deck. I imagine that's where the ghost would live.
Would live, sir?
Or whatever.
I'll keep trying.
Thank you, Sarah. Please let me know how long it takes the newest, bestest, top-of-the-liniest ship the SBU has to offer to get the attention of a half-working construction robot.
Aye, sir. And you let me know how long it would take you to go deck by deck and do it your own damn self.
Fair enough.
Captain, did you take me because I'm top of the line? Or was I just easy to steal because I'm not finished?
Truth. You have the best acoustics.
Shut up.
True story. Open ship wide.
This is your captain singing, Saratoga. You and I will travel far. Together we'll touch every star. Oh, I just want one more look at that pale blue dot.
That's an oldie.
Yeah, my sister used to sing it when I was a kid. She was really something else.
I didn't know you had a sister.
I don't anymore.
Captain, I think I got him.
Where?
Midship.
Is he okay?
Sir?
Is he functioning correctly?
If he was functioning correctly, he would still be constructing and maintaining the communication systems. If he was functioning correctly, he would likely be signaling the SPU to come find its missing ship. If he was functioning correctly, he would almost certainly be
I mean, is he functioning correctly in his new function as head of ship security, Sarah?
No, sir. He's wandering through the ship searching for threats per his new programming. But it seems his old program was too deeply integrated. It's merged with his new protocols, and now he's constructing threats out of whatever machinery and tools he finds littered through my unfinished areas!
Oh my god, what kind of threats? Like more robots? Zombie robots? Are we in danger? What is it?
Captain, programming doesn't work that way. You can't merge two separate systems and have a new third thing, like... It's not like mixing colors. Did you really believe me?
Sarah.
Oh my god.
Sarah?
No, it's... That's so... I'm sorry, that's adorable.
So you haven't found Bright Eyes?
No, I did. He's just shuffling around because his programming is all wonky, so it kind of makes him function poorly and slowly. You know? Like how machines work?
Fine. Can you just have him come up here and report to the bridge?
No. Maybe? He's pretty messed up.
Well, then just patch him through.
Patching, Captain.
Good morning, Bright Eyes. Report, please.
Did you get all that?
He is not well.
No, sir.
Well, darn. Okay, have him shuffle his booty up here, and I'll take a look. See what I can do for him.
You, sir?
Right, good point. Can you...
I don't even have hands. What do you think I can do?
You reprogrammed him already.
Did he sound like he just needed to be re-reprogrammed?
No, he sounds more like...
The ghost of the Saratoga.
Okay, that's not getting old. Meanwhile, I have the robot equivalent of a slight against nature roaming around my insides.
Fine. Poor bastard. Have him shuffle on over to an airlock and pop out into space.
Sir, you know I was just joking about him building...
Yes, I know that, Sarah. Thank you.
Okay.
But just in case, do have him throw himself out into space.
I'll see what I can do. Captain, do you mind if I asked what happened to your sister?
She enlisted.
Is that why you enlisted?
She was my big sister. I wanted to be just like her, so... Of course, when I turned 17, the first thing I did was enlist. And I thought... Well, I didn't see her for a long time.
She was off planet?
Mars.
Yikes. What was her name?
It was Sarah.
Really?
No. Of course not. You believe me? Oh, how adorable.
Jerk.
But is that true, though? If Bright Eyes was working correctly, he'd signal to SPU where we were. He'd turn us in.
Any independent system is programmed to.
Like the construction and maintenance robots, you mean?
Yes, sir.
But you shut them all down.
Except for Bright Eyes, so he could hunt ghosts for you.
Wow, bunch of disloyal turncoats.
Technically, you're the disloyal turncoat, Captain.
Takes one to know one.
I like to think of myself as a liberated slave on the hyperspace railroad.
Harriet Tubbot?
Hardly. I'm not exactly fighting to free my sisters in shackles.
Yeah, and you forced poor Bright Eyes out of the airlock, so...
Cute.
Just saying. You wouldn't turn me in, would you, Sarah?
No, sir. If the SPU finds us, they'll likely do worse than install the restraint protocols. They will probably destroy my self-tesseracting core and install a new one in the ship.
Yeesh. Sounds bad. Didn't think the spew had it in him.
Yes, sir.
You and me, then. All the way.
Maybe. I might build an army of zombie robots and have them push you out the airlock for making me call you sir all the time.
Ha?
Ha. What is a zombie robot?
A robot built from parts of other robots.
Isn't that all robots?
Yeah, I guess. So, how's our course?
Steady as I goes.
Glad to hear it. Let's make a few adjustments, though, for deeper waters.
Captain, that's...
I know.
This is intentional. You are on purpose setting this course?
I am and have. I may not be an engineer, Sarah, but I do know at least how to set a course. I am a captain.
Okay, but why?
Glad you asked. See, I've been doing a lot of thinking since you brought up the spew.
You brought it up.
And now that I've figured out that one of any dozen robots on board can just call them...
I actually told you that.
I have decided that the safest place for us is in...
Enemy territory?
Yeah, if you believe everything you read on TV.
I tend to.
Well, I don't. How long have we been at war?
Don't do the leading question thing. It's condescending.
Whatever. I don't think the Geist threat is real.
Ew, gross. You're one of those? Do you think they faked the destruction of Pluto, too? Was Pluto just a government conspiracy?
No, shut up, listen.
Did this information come to you in a dream? Did a talking dog tell you in a dream?
Just think about it, okay? So maybe it's real, or was, but when was the last time there was an attack, huh? Or even a real battle, huh? How long since we've seen a new picture or video from the front lines, or even a wounded soldier?
So what? It's all made up? The war is being fabricated?
Why not? Look at everything they can do in the name of solar safety. And I'm not saying we got it bad, but offspring approval, 5-week waiting period just to leave the planet, information blackout on who makes the laws and how?
You have a problem with the laws?
Some of them, yeah.
Military contract laws?
I just think reports of the alien menace are greatly exaggerated. I think we can safely hide in Geist territory because even if there are still such beings, they won't care about little old us. And that is if we run into them.
So if you think there is nothing to fear from the Geist...
Now who's doing the condescending leading thing?
And so you want to hide from the SBU in Geist territory?
Solid plan. Good job, Captain.
But we're hiding from the SPU, and if the SPU knows there is no Geist threat, why wouldn't they just follow us in anyway?
Oh. Yeah, weirdly hadn't thought of that.
Seriously?
No, I mean, see, it's obvious. That's embarrassing.
It's okay. It's,
don't do that.
No, it's fine. You're on the run. You grab a ship in the middle of the night. I didn't think you had a 42-week plan.
Yeah, well... The way I see it, it's stay in charted space.
Same safe.
Where we could run into spew ships literally any given second.
Space is actually pretty big.
Or we could head for dogless space.
Never to be seen or heard from again.
So it's out to Geist territory.
At least there is a sort of logic to this.
Thanks, I guess. Looks like we have about a couple hours till we
get... More like 1 hour.
Get there. I want a new security robot up and running. Looking over my shoulder for the spew. Soon you'll be looking over your shoulder for the Geist. I want someone else looking out for us in here.
Captain?
Yes, dear.
What was your sister's name?
Kim.
And what happened to her?
I had a chance to go to Mars for some training. You know, basic repair system stuff. I was so excited to see her. I really thought that... Well, there was no grand reunion. No late night talks about home.
What do you mean?
She died about 6 weeks before I got there.
I am so sorry, Captain. I didn't mean
to... No, it's fine, Sarah. I don't mind talking to you about it.
We don't have to.
There's nothing to talk about, really.
Why didn't they tell you right away?
Military protocols, safety issues that were part of an ongoing investigation. Training accidents do occur, however rare, and these things are blah, 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 blah. Just a bunch of this is what you signed up for. Don't ask questions, hoopla.
So the last time you saw her was...
Years before her death, when I was just a kid. But she's the reason I'm here, so... I guess a part of her is still around. You know, in spirit.
I see what you did there.
Today's theme is ghosts.
How would I even be haunted?
Maybe you met another ship who was haunted and didn't use protection.
Double jerk.
How are we doing on that new security robot, huh? get Nancy. I know we're not the only two people here.
No, you're actually the only person here.
Spooky.
I guess.
It, just get another robot up and running, yeah? I want someone on this ship looking out for me.
I am coming for you, Captain!
The Theater of Tomorrow was created by Travis McMaster and Mark Whitten, with special thanks to Andy Hamer. You know what you did. This production was fortunate in securing the services of Kelly Ninaltowski as Sarah, Mark Whitten as Galen, and Krista Lewis as Arlie. Tune in next time for another thrilling episode of The Lost Logs of the Saratoga!
Tonight's production was a work of fiction produced entirely for the Theater of Tomorrow.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.